Well, if any building has a claim to being haunted in Cincinnati, Music Hall really stands at the top of the list for a lot of reasons. Most of them are historic. On this site before Music Hall was ever constructed was a pauper's field, which is a burial ground for the poor. And directly across the street, the site of Washington Park today was formerly cemetery ground for three churches in the area. So there's quite a history connecting the Music Hall site to activity, which would suggest that there's a logical connection there.
Is there any particular ghost story or paranormal activity that comes to mind?
Well, there are several very well-known stories relating to paranormal activity in the building. Maybe the best known involves an opera employee who brought his son out into the auditorium in the evening to show him where he worked. The little boy reportedly pointed over to one of the boxes and asked his father, "Who's that man in the box?" And the dad apparently said, "There's no one in that box." And the little boy said, "Yes, there is. He's waving at me." So that's one of the best known and most repeated. But in fact, there are many, many, many other stories. I mean, they go back to newspaper articles in the 1870s when the site was being constructed. And up to the present day, there are many members of the staff who've had experiences here. There are patrons who've had experiences here. The tours we give today, occasionally, someone on the tour reports that they had something unusual happen to them.
You've done paranormal investigations in the past. What specifics did they turn up?
For those people who are familiar with how paranormal investigations are conducted, there's a lot of things they do to gather what we would consider scientific evidence. So they will collect EVPs, electronic voice phenomena. So there are several of those that have been claimed to have been captured here during the investigations. They look for unusual EMF readings, electromagnetic field readings. Some members of the staff have actually had or witnessed phenomena.
And you've got three tours coming up beginning in January. Give me a thumbnail description of what people will do.
Well, we try and schedule the after-hours tours at least once a month. So there'll be a tour scheduled at 7 p.m. For 40 people, and then a second tour at 9:30. Occasionally, we offer a formal paranormal investigation. Those are actually for 5 hours, and they'll spend up to an hour in each of several hotspots in the building, and they're permitted to bring their own equipment or the docent group, the Cincinnati Research and Paranormal Studies group that works with us, will also bring equipment and make it available to people who participate.
Sure sounds like a fun thing to investigate. You can find out how to get more information about paranormal investigations at Music Hall on our website at wnku.org under regional news. Scott Santangelo, thank you for your time.
Thank you.